My name is Elizabeth Hayes. I'm representing the Marysville FFA chapter, and I am Ohio Star in agribusiness.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's a great feeling.
I had a chance to visit with you in Indianapolis at the National FFA Convention, and I was asking you before we started talking here tonight how this compares to the national stage.
This is definitely a huge accomplishment because I was up against not only equine businesses, but all businesses in the state. So the adrenaline wasn't quite as much as when we were at nationals, but this is a huge accomplishment with it being other businesses as well.
Talk a little bit about your project area.
I have multiple clients that I give riding lessons to, from English to Western. I have clients of all ages and experience levels, and I also have some horses in training that I train for my clients, and I also sold a two-year-old gelding that I trained and broke out myself.
So how did this all come about?
I started riding as soon as I sat up, my mom put me on a horse. My business started at the 4-H rides. I would just help kids here and there for free just when I saw them having troubles with their horses. Then it turned into parents paying me and turned into a regular lesson program for me. From there, I worked for a couple horse trainers where I rode horses for them, which led to me having personal horses and training with me.
So where do you see this business going?
Well, I'm currently a student at the University of Findlay studying their Western Equestrian program, so I hope to use that degree and continue working for horse trainers to hopefully become a professional reining horse trainer.
So what's the biggest obstacle that you'll have to overcome to accomplish your goals?
The biggest obstacle I'm going to have to overcome is definitely learning all of the techniques for the training that are specific to the reining horse industry. I have given lessons for all around disciplines, but the reining itself is much more difficult. Once I learn those skills, it'll be hard to gain another completely different clientele base. So that's going to be my main focus, is to make sure I get good connections so that they can hook me up with the clients once I have the skills needed.
Just one other question. What has it meant to you to be involved in a program like the Ohio FFA?
It has been such a great ride. The FFA has taught me more than anything could have ever taught me. My ag teachers have been so supportive in helping me with my projects. I just can't thank the Ohio FFA and Marysville FFA ag teachers enough for everything that this organization has done for me.
Elizabeth, congratulations on another great night.
Thank you so much.